Hello, welcome to Ink Pulp Junior. This is most likely the last episode. I think I'm gonna shut down the Patreon. It just isn't working. It's bringing a little bit of money. But I can't give it what it needs with the amount I'm bringing in, and I don't know, it just seems like the only thing to do at this point. And I'm trying to decide if I should just shut the whole operation down of the podcast. I don't necessarily want to, but I don't know. Look, I am really working on keeping a good outlook and a positive mindset going. But I'm kind of nearing the bottom of this, trying to make this career work. I've put my family in a good financial hole this year because it's been so bad. So I don't know. Part of me thinks I just need to cut everything out that takes up time that doesn't help financially. I don't even know. I mean, honestly, I don't even know. I can't imagine getting out of comics. But I don't know if I can keep going. Like, it's not a choice. It's becoming not a choice. I guess it's always a choice. I just don't know what to do at this point. So I need to start making some changes. And this Patreon's going to be the first one to go. And this extra podcast a month will be going. I think. I can't say for sure, but I think. So, look, all of you that have been loyal patrons, I thank you. And you've done everything you can do, and I appreciate that. I mean, I've got some fans out there, and I am grateful for that. But it's just, at this point, it's just not enough to keep going. And I don't know where to go from here. So I just know this is probably one thing I need to shut down. Maybe I'm spreading myself too thin, and maybe this is one of the things I'm doing. I mean, I don't know. Is it stupid? I do get some money from it. Is it stupid to shut it down? I have no idea. I don't know. I guess I need to think about it. If I shut it down, it'll end. The end of 2018 will be the end of this. Patreon. Maybe the podcast too. I got a lot to figure out. But thank you. I do want to thank you. You all have been great. You really have. All of you have really given to this to help keep it alive. On another note, the auction I'm hosting to help a friend of mine who was robbed, I told you about, is going really well. We're about halfway through the month, and we've got just about half the money that I was hoping to make raised, which is incredible, and it's mind-blowing, and it's teaching me a lot, and it's humbling and exciting. I mean, there's money coming in on the GoFundMe from areas I never could have pictured, and maybe that's something I'm trying to do in life, is just have faith that something great will happen. I might not be able to see where it's coming from, but just have faith that it will come. At this point, that's all I can do in my own life, because I've tried everything, and I'm continually trying. I'm not giving anything up, but I am filling out job applications, and it's just at that point. And that's not a place I ever wanted to be. It's not a place I ever thought I'd be. But it's just been such a brutal year financially. I don't know how to recoup. Because it's never been a great year financially doing this. And that's fine. I'm not in it for the money. But I do need to survive. And I do have a family. I don't know, man. This business, it's really hard when you have a family. I mean, I know people who have broken through before they had a family. And that seems to work. And, you know, they become successful or their name is big and then they have a family. That seems to work. Or I see other instances where the creator is, you know, the significant other runs a lot of the day-to-day operations of the family and the house. And I see that can work as well. Or the significant other makes a good bit of money, and I've seen that work. None of those situations apply to me. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's it. It's, it is what it is. I am where I am. But thank you. And the podcast is much lighter today. And you'll get some laughs because we have Mateo back once again with poop talk, which is always funny. It's short, but funny. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks. Are you ready?
I'm ready. We're ready. Everybody's ready.
I don't know if the world's ready.
So we're back with Mateo.
Yes, we are.
And poop talk. Volume, I don't even know.
4 or 5?
My mom's gonna be so proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
One day.
Yeah, this is.
I'm gonna like 10 volumes of poop talk.
This is, my kids will wonder why I'm not with them as I'm off recording this shit with you. Okay, Mateo, teach us the ways.
Oh, so we go straight to the poop.
Yeah, yeah, that's what this is. This is, there's, I'm not pretending this is anything else.
Okay,
we're not,
okay. So, okay, the new term, kids. The new term I'm going to teach you today is the champagne of champions.
Now, are you saying the champion of champions or the champagne of champions?
Oh, no, the champagne.
The champagne of champions. Oh, yeah. God, I don't know if I want to know what that is. Okay.
So for the champagne of champions,
okay,
we need two elements.
Oh no!
The first element, which we will call the cork.
I know exactly what you're doing.
So basically, you need these two elements in your body. You need the cork, which is a small piece of shit, which is really, really hard,
really,
and pretty
dense,
big.
Right?
Yeah, really dense and pretty big. And you know, the ones that you know, you have a hard time
getting out,
you know. Okay. So you basically, you're pushing the cork so hard, but the cork is followed by a lot of diarrhea. But you're still pushing really hard. So what comes out is, you know, when there's a, I don't know, F1 race, like a motorcycle
race.
We're on the podium and they
they pop the champagne.
Yeah, they pop the champagne. That's what happens, more or less. The the radium of the whole thing is really wide.
It's a large blast.
Yeah, and the noise is like, you know, so that's the
champagne
of champions.
Oh my god! Yeah. Is there only one type of champagne?
Well, yeah, depending on the color of the diarrhea, but
What about the cork?
No, the cork is more or less the same.
It's always the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for enlightening us.
Yeah. Anytime.
And you said you have more terms still.
Yeah. I have another one which we're gonna keep for the next poop talk.
Right.
But I don't remember. Right now, I'm not. remembering which one, but I'm creating as we go. I'm creating.
All right. Well, you're an artist and you're
a creator. Yeah, I know there's a lot of requests, okay. So I'm doing it for you guys.
So can we recap what we've done so far? We had the first was...
So far it was the perfect. That was the perfect. Which is the king, you know. Right. Then, I mean, we did a second one here, but I didn't have it ready. So it was something that didn't make a lot of sense. It was the fiso, that's when you fart, but there's stuff in there. It wasn't good.
Okay.
It wasn't good. So I would say we erased that from the
history. Okay, so that's not on the history. Okay.
Yeah.
But you came back strong.
But it was part of a bigger podcast.
Right.
It wasn't officially a podcast.
Right, okay. So then we came back strong after that, right?
Was that the Greg Louganis?
No, the Tarzanelli.
Oh, the Tarzanelli. Yeah, the Tarzanelli's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one.
So that was, we'll give that officially the second one.
Oh, yeah, that's the second one.
Okay, then came...
Then came the Greg Louganis.
Right, and that was more recent. That was the third one.
Yeah.
And that was a good one.
Yeah, and now we have the Champagne of Champions.
Right.
And, I have another one. I still have to... reminded, but yeah, for sure.
Okay,
coming back.
All right,
with new interesting things.
Thank you, Mateo. This has been another lovely poop talk. I hope you all enjoy. Bye.
Bye. Why do you always holler? It's right now for your ass. You gon' vibe, honey. You know what I'm saying? A little something New York style, we just vibing. Smoke mad L's, wide open. Just gon' vibe, no doubt. I ain't never had so many death threats in 1 year. But talk is cheap and it's coming out my other ear. Cause it shows there's a devil in hell. I'm still here to come first, but not least from the east. So, cause that's the last draw, now your ass is mine. You bit off more than you could chew, so now I gotta draw the line. First of all, we most definitely the number one with a bullet billboard category. And I got ESP, you're barking up the wrong tree. But I'm not crazy, don't flatter me. All I get arrested for assault and battery. And I can't stand cops, goddamn, will they annoy you? I need to pull up some steam, let's have a battle for you. Now who's my challenges? No more the merrier. No, not you, use an amateur. Empty the register. And if F was a fifth, then we'd all be stoned. But if I don't drink and drive, then how the fuck am I get home? And I can't stop smoking weed, cause I ain't no quitter. But since it's killing my brain cells, maybe I should reconsider. Nah, but all the non-fiction niggas, is you in here? Most deaf. We go all out. Most deaf. Smoke guns till we fall out. Most deaf. True D. No quest, most deaf. Do you pack heat? Most deaf. Do you know the street? Most deaf. If you sleep, you get beat. Most deaf, babe. True indeed. No quest, most deaf. Fred Joe Star, I'm mad as hell. I bust a nigga ass, a nigga fucker will swell. I rock the jump, jump up the smoke down. Come on, make my day. Come on, take me away, yo, F your whole shit. We rock the steel shit, my niggas kill shit. So skills that, like that. Smoke the blast of my back. Break the booty bone, we get down to the bristle, bust the barrel. Now you fucker looking through the barrel. Choice animal, kick ass fun, annual. You need to read the official mass manual. Rubber check, Charlie bouncing checks on your checkers. The black vagina sex is in the septic. Eat your ass for breakfast. Why you eat my dust and bust the plexus? Fish your ass, niggas. Nasty ass. Do you get cash?
Most deaf.
Do you think fast?
Most deaf.
Are you ready to blast?
Most deaf.
True indeed.
No quest, most deaf.
Onyx is the best.
Most deaf.
Cause I should stay fresh.
Most deaf.
Do we smoke stress?
What?
The fuck? Bullshit. You got 1, 2, 3 MCs to rip magic bees and then seize these G notes. I'ma drop the rope to make MCs croak. Murder one rope before he drop on my rhymes. He tried to quote, hope he don't resuscitate. Trying to report, duplicate the great one. Sunday rappers I humiliate, annihilate. Shit is up, I'm getting up, my weight is loot to take. And none of my victims won't recuperate. I got too much getaway style to be seen on any trial. I'ma drift to keep it shit harder than 5 to be now, nigga.